This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Basic Options Podcast number 4. Option strategies for stock investors buying puts.
Puts are a little different. People who are traditional stock market investors get a little tripped up on a put because there are some things about them that are counterlogical. When you buy a put, you're buying the right to sell the stock. So basically, you want the stock to go down, don't you? Now let's go review a couple of terms in the context of puts. The holder or buyer of a put is buying the right to sell the stock. And the writer or the seller of the put is getting the obligation to potentially buy the stock if he gets assigned. If you exercise a put, you end up getting short the stock, don't you? You end up selling the stock at the strike price. If you've sold a put and you get assigned, well, then what happens? You're obligated to buy the stock at the strike price if you get assigned. You bought a put, one of three things are going to happen at some point in the future. You're either going to exercise that put, thereby getting short the stock, selling the stock at the strike price. You're going to let the put expire worthless, and whatever you spent on that put is lost. Or you're going to turn around and sell the put. You may sell it at a profit, you may sell it at a loss. If you've sold a put, and you get assigned, what's going to happen? You're going to end up buying the stock at the strike price. You're going to fulfill your obligation. You may also let it expire, and that could be a really good event, couldn't it? Absolutely. If you sold a put, you collected a premium. So if it expires worthless, you get to keep that premium without getting assigned and having to fulfill your obligation. Or, just kind of like I did with the book, you could buy it back for a profit and eliminate that obligation before expiration. We're going to talk about two different put strategies, two different motivations for buying a put. The first is just simply a put buying strategy. If you buy a put, you have bought the right to sell the stock at the strike price, on or before the expiration date, and you're going to pay a premium for this, right? All right, the example here we have, ABC stock trading at $36 a share. We're bearish on the stock, but we want to limit our risk. So we're going to buy a 3-month, 35-strike put for $2.25 a share. Total of $225 because it's for 100 shares, right? Now, we could kind of ask the same question here. Why would we buy the right to short the stock at $35 when we could short the stock at $36 in the open market? Okay, leverage can be one reason, but here what we're looking at is we want to limit our risk. If you short a stock at $36 and that stock runs up to 100, what happens? You lose, right? Well, this is a more conservative way of getting short the market because we're limiting our risk. The mantra, again, is whenever you buy an option, the most you can lose is what you've paid for that option. Okay, so assuming, again, that we hold this put until expiration, let's take a look at how it performs at various stock prices. What's the initial cost of the put? $2.25. Now, no matter what happens, we're out that $2.25. Now, what is the value of the put if the stock is trading 25 at expiration? 10 bucks, right? Why is it 10 bucks? Well, because we could exercise our put, thereby shorting the stock at 35. We could buy the stock back in the open market at 25. We can scalp, is the term. We can scalp out $10. We can profit $10 by selling it at 35 and buying it back at 25. Okay, so if the put's going to be worth $10 and we spent 2.25 on it, what's our profit or loss? 7.75, exactly. What if the stock's trading at 35 at expiration? Right, this put's not worth anything to us. So we end up losing 225. If we took these numbers and plotted it here on this diagram again, we end up with another something that looks kind of like a hockey stick. What we're looking at here is our maximum loss is $2.25. If the stock runs up to 200, it doesn't matter. The most we can lose is $2.25. But if the stock starts declining in value, and it declines below the strike price and its expiration, this put starts to have some value to us. The lower the stock price goes, the more money we can profit on this put. Options, just like stock, can be traded intraday. You can buy an option in the morning, sell it back in the afternoon. The question is, let's say you've bought a put, and the stock declines, and this put has some value. And you decide, hey, you know, I don't actually want to short the stock. I just want to take my profits on the put. Well, you can sell out the put. It has to happen before the option expires. Now, the options actually expire on Saturday, but the last time that you can trade the options is when the bell rings at 3 o'clock Central Time on the Friday prior to expiration. So if you want to trade out of any option, you got to do it before they actually expire. Now, if you're an investor, you can make a pretty good case for buy and hold strategies. In the long run, stocks tend to go up, right? But if you're a more active trader, you have to kind of more actively manage your positions. Now, what options do for you is they don't limit you to simply, well, I know the market's going up in the long run, I'm going to get long the market. They enable you to trade a little more. They enable you to more actively manage your positions, and they enable you to capitalize on other things that you're not used to thinking that you can capitalize on. Stocks don't always go up. I mean, how many of you have ever been searching around for stocks and you come across a stock and you think, oh man, I know this stock's going down. I mean, how many of you have ever had a stock in your portfolio and then thought, I made a good profit on this, but I think that this stock is going to decline, I'm going to sell it. Well, if you own a stock and you think I should sell it, it means you think it's going down. If you don't own it and you think it's going down, well, you can short it and you can profit on that downward move. So people have forecasts that are other than just long-term bullish. So I'm not saying you should always buy puts, but there are, of course, there are times when you're bearish on a stock. And this is one way that you can capitalize on it. And this is a way that you can capitalize on it with less risk than simply shorting the stock. Why do you buy puts? Well, in this case, we're buying puts because we're bearish on a stock. You know, we're not going to be bearish on every stock we see, but every once in a while, we see a stock we think is going down. This is a great way to capitalize on that forecasted move. We're looking to benefit by the stock dropping. It's a small cash outlay. It's low risk, much lower risk than shorting the stock. Let's get on to the next strategy. Now, here's another thing we can do with puts. We can put on a strategy that's called the protective put strategy. Puts can be purchased for a different reason than having a bearish forecast. Puts can be used as kind of an insurance policy, all right? And that's what we're going to do in this example. In this example, we own 100 shares of ABC Corporation at $36. We're going to buy the 35 strike put against that. Now, after we've purchased this put, we now have on what's called a spread. Now, in the option nomenclature, a spread means you're either long or short a put or an option, and you have a different option or stock against that option. So now our spread, in this case, is called the protective put strategy. And we own 100 shares, and at the same time, we're long 135 put. Now, is this a bullish or a bearish strategy? Right. I would say that this is a pretty bullish strategy. We own the stock. We want the stock to go up. But we're buying insurance on it. It's kind of like if you buy insurance on your car, you're not hoping you crash your car, right? You know, you still want your car to be worth the same value it's worth. But you're happy to spend $600 every 6 months to pay for insurance, right? That's what we're doing in this case. So the whole moral to everything that we're talking about tonight is that options give you options. They give you more ways to implement your research. They let you take into account other things like time and volatility, and it's a totally different thinking process, and it kind of breaks you away from just the normal buy and hold strategy and gives you a little bit of investing freedom.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope this podcast helped you learn more about put buying strategies. The next OIC podcast is number 5, Option Strategies for Stock Investors, Covered Calls. To download it free, go to www.888options.com. And remember, when you have an options-related question, please call us toll-free at 1-888-OPTIONS.